listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboul-Joud. On Saturday, June 22nd, another Gaza Solidarity encampment was set up in Montreal's Victoria Square. Protesters are calling for the provincial government of Quebec to close their office in Israel and for the Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec to divest from Israeli companies. Riot cops were called to intervene on Monday night after a failed attempt to take down the Queen Victoria statue. However, they have not sought to dismantle it. A spokesperson from the encampment stated that while Queen Victoria was ruling, she oversaw some of the most horrific crimes committed across the globe and questioned the presence of her statue. On Tuesday afternoon, members of the encampment were faced with counter-protesters, but were separated by police officers. Montreal police said that there are cops on the ground, overlooking the encampment. Canada has been urging Lebanese Canadians to avoid any travels to Lebanon due to the war in the south. However, according to Lamia Charlebois and many other Lebanese Montrealers, it's not that easy, since traveling to the country is necessary due to family obligations. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Mélanie Joly sent out a warning to Canadians that are currently in Lebanon, saying that they should leave while commercial flights are still available. Since October, over 95,000 Lebanese people have been displaced, and around 543 people, including children, were killed by Israel. According to new data released by the SVPM, crimes committed in the Montreal Metro have increased within the last 2 years. In the past 6 months, 30,000 calls were made to the SCM Special Constable to mediate situations. In 2023, a total of 820 crimes were committed against an individual, compared to a total of 555 in 2022. Currently, there are 14 active safety ambassadors who are responsible for detecting dangerous situations, but 12 more will be starting training in the beginning of July, which will bring the total of working safety ambassadors to 26. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
station.
That was some Widespread Panic with Hot in Here. And they were just about to get into another song. But nonetheless, this is Brave New Jams here on CJLO 1690 AM. Thanks for tuning in. And it is Hip Hop for Life here at CJLO. So we got lots of not quite hip hop for you this evening. And that was Widespread Panic getting it kicked off. And that was from their live album. It's entitled, yes, Jackass a Lantern. It's hot in the studio. My brain doesn't seem to be quite working. Not up to speed. The hamster ain't quite turning just yet. But in a couple of weeks, it is Shazam Fest time. And we're going to have an interview with the director of that, Mr. Zeev, in about 5, 8, 10 minutes, something like that. But until then, we got something by Rousey, and they're going to be playing at the festival on Friday night, I do believe it is. I can check the Saturday, it looks like they are playing. Yes, it is Saturday night. And this is their song, Somerset.
Rideau clair, fleurs fanées. Serait temps qu'on redécore la porte. Te souviens-tu si j'étais tannée? Toujours qu'on se pète la face. Je sais que j'ai jamais pris mon temps, mais là j'ai plus le temps. Plus ça paraît, j'ai tout à perdre encore. J'ai peur qu'avec toi ce soit pareil. Je sors un peu trop fort. Je sais que j'ai jamais pris mon temps, mais là j'ai plus.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7, 24/7. CJLO.com.
Have you just arrived in NDG? Do you want to learn French? Are you looking for a job? Would you like to get to know your neighbors better? Since 2012, Bienvenue à NDG has been welcoming people newly settled in the neighborhood by offering support to orient themselves, integrate, and feel at home. Supported by the NDG community, Bienvenue à NDG is a non-profit organization whose mission is to facilitate the integration of immigrant persons into the community life of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce as well as into the host society and to promote intercultural relations. Our services are free and we can serve you in more than 20 languages. Join our community. Feel free to visit our website, bienvenuendg.ca, and make an appointment with our integration counselors in partnership with the Government of Quebec.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
So we're here with Zeeve, the director of Shazam Fest that is going to be taking place over the July weekend from the 11th to the 14th in the eastern townships of Barnstorm, Quebec. That's correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, on the family farm.
Family farm. And it's the 19th year, I believe.
This is our 19th edition. Yeah. Yes, it is.
When you did the first one, did you think it would still be going on for 19 years later?
I don't know if I thought it was going to last the first year. The first year was a mess. It started, it was only 2 days. It was Friday, Saturday, and it started raining at 8:30 on Friday evening and didn't stop till Sunday morning. So,
oh, wow. It's quite the inauguration for the festival.
Yeah, but I lost a bunch of money and, because I'm stubborn, I kept at it.
Well, we're all thankful for that. And what's the biggest change over the years?
I would say the crowd. You know, like when I started, I didn't have any kids and, I was 28 years old at the time and, you know, I was trying to find myself, create a job for myself in the country. That's basically the big, that, and because I love organizing events and doing stuff and, having cultural events. I had an art gallery for 4 years before I started the festival. And, I was always organizing stuff and into the arts. So it, basically it started when I was 17. I tried to join the circus. The circus didn't want me. So I made my own circus.
That's the best way to go about it, I imagine.
Yeah, it's that punk do-it-yourself sensibility, you know.
Yeah. And speaking of do-it-yourself, I saw on the festival site that the stages and whatnot are made from reclaimed wood.
Either wood that we cut down from our forests, like that we selectively cut, or recycled materials, all the tin and all the stuff that we've used. I would say a majority of it is recycled materials. So, you know, like part of growing up on an organic farm is, reuse, reduce, recycle. I mean, so, you know, we try to do that as much as possible, at the festival. So, now we're... When we started Shazam Fest, we had two structures. So we had the stage and the, you know, one little kitchen. Now I think we're up to 17 structures on the site. We have four stages, then a bar, and well, actually three bars and a bunch of kiosks. And, you know, we built four different kitchens since then. And so we, you know, we have a whole village now, which once was just, you know, a field.
That's terrific. And I noticed, I think this year you're having an adventure course. Is that a new project?
It's been going on for a couple of years in the kids section. They have what they call parcours divertissement in French. I don't know what they would call it in English. I think it's an adventure course, you know, where the kids can climb rope bridges and go across logs and do a whole bunch of stuff in the woods. So that's a couple of years it's been in the making, and this year is just a little more official.
That's cool. And there's I noticed that there's lots of workshops for the kids and even a kitchen, so the parents don't have to do any work.
Yeah, well, that's been since 2018. We've had the meal plan for the kids and stuff. So basically, we cater more and more to families and to kids, you know, over the years. I think that's the biggest change that's happened since the beginning. At first I didn't have kids. My first, my oldest kid was probably made around the first Shazam. So, you know. Both my kids have grown up with the festival, and you know, over the years, it was always free for kids. I always thought, you know, my parents always included me in all the parties they brought, you know, they went to. So we were never like apart from the adults, and I thought that was important to, you know, to keep that tradition, you know, with the festival. So, you know, it's free for kids, and because of that, you know, over the years, there more and more families have come. And since 2018, I'd say we've been really concentrating on, you know, making that whole thing for the kids better. So now, yeah, we offer a meal plan for $35. We feed your kid from Thursday till Sunday, three meals a day, plus snacks. So I think that's a pretty good deal. If you're a parent, that means you don't have to worry about feeding your kids during the weekend. It makes things a little easier for you, you know, logistics wise and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, that family-friendly, you know, part is really important to me. And also, you know, like, I think as adults, we forget what play is, and having a lot of kids on the site bring us back to that playing, you know. We get to play, and we see the kids play, makes us want to play, you know. It kind of puts everybody in that, in you know, let the dreariness of everyday life, you know, fall away, well, so we can, you know, go back to being happy kids, you know, and playing. I think that's super important, you know. The older I get, the more I realize that, you know, that part, you know, we super often, you know, forget about how important playing is and how it makes us happy.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And speaking of playing, there's lots of music that'll be playing. We got quite a broad range from punk to klezmer.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So a couple of my favorites are DVTR, which is a punk band, up and coming punk band from Montreal. There's That Handsome Devil, which is a band coming from Brooklyn. They play like all sorts of cross of music, from crazy hip hop to funk to folk to, you know, it's a real mashup of styles. There's Rose, which just won some awards at the Francophonie, and she plays some neo soul. They're a duo that has with their whole band. They're coming. There's Kemenja, which is a cool band. They play a lot of prog mixed with like world music. We have the Kickin' It Live Collective, which is a hip hop collective that's playing a late night show at the bar on Saturday. So we have, I don't know, a dozen rappers coming to do a show there. And then We have on Sunday, we have Kira Chao, which is Manu Chao's son, who's playing on Sunday. And Sunday is free for everybody, so there's no excuse not to come to Shazam. And so he's playing some Brazilian folk music. And then we finished off the day with our super band, Excavation et Poésie en Plomberie, which are two bands usually. They're making a super group to play the last show of the festival. And it's their show is called the Renoviction Show. And it's basically talking about, you know, the new laws about renovations and, all, you know, how it's affecting us, you know. And so we'll be hopefully donating some cash to the cause, you know, with that show.
Okay. Is that the... They played there previously, I believe.
Both bands have played at Shazam previously, but they have not played as one supergroup. So now they play both of their tunes together as their instead of you know, a 5-piece band and a or a, you know, 2 4-piece bands, they're now an 8-piece band. So yeah, so they got, you know, with the Plomberie, they get a horn section. They got 2 drummers. They got, you know, so it becomes a big show. And they play each other's tunes, too. So it's really cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is this, have they been doing that for a while now? Or is this the...
They played one show in Sherbrooke so far, you know. So, you know, it's basically, I told them if they want to come back to Shazam, they had to play, do something new. And this is what happened, you know.
Huh? You inspired them.
So I think it's very cool, you know. I think, you know, already Elizabeth, who's the president of Shazam Fesh, actually, she plays in Plomberie and was playing, actually, did a couple of gigs, did some gigs with Excavation et Poésie as a trumpet player in their shows. And then, you know, I think between my saying, you know, something new needs to happen, and her, they got together and created this super group, which is going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, and that's Sunday night.
Yeah, that's Sunday at 7:30.
Okay, yeah. And there's going to be vendors at the festival.
Yeah, there's always a few people vendors, like the shops, and so. We have. Yeah, of all kinds, from vintage clothing to jewelry to, you know, leather stuff. We have also a forge on site. A guy gives forging classes too, so that'll be cool. And we have, you know, 4 places where you can get your meals. So the one we have, the fam food, which feeds the artists and the volunteers and the kids, you know. So with the meal plan, you for $35 you can feed your kid all weekend at the fam food. And then we have Omnivore, who's coming to do a kiosk this year. So if you're familiar with Omnivore from Montreal, the Lebanese place that does amazing food, we also have the Bird's Best Kitchen, which is I think they're serving tacos this year and a bunch of other stuff like that. So sandwiches, and there's A Pizza serving, you know, pizza and ice cream and popcorn. So we got, you know, all the bases covered. You can find all sorts of food, from vegetarian to vegan to you know, carnivore, whatever.
It seems to be a lot more this year than years past.
We've had 4 kitchens for the last few years now, so it's we got to keep those people fed, you know. We got about anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 campers on site, so you know, got to keep the people fed for the weekend.
Okay, is that the most you've had at the fest, or?
No, that's pretty much last. You know, I'd say since 2018, the festival's been pretty stable as far as numbers go. You know, we average anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people on site over the weekend, over the 4 days.
Yeah. So that's grown pretty much from the beginning then.
Well, yeah, the first year we were like 400 people, and I had no infrastructure, and it rained terribly. And the last 3 bands that came to play Saturday night never made it back up the hill because there was no road at the time. So It was just a mud trail. We had to wait for things to dry out, and everybody got pulled out by my neighbor's tractors over the next couple days. I think the last car left on the Wednesday in the first year because everything was just such a mud pit.
Well, hopefully,
we've had rainy years since, but now the infrastructure is there, so we have way less problems.
That's it. And hopefully it will be good weather.
And even if it's not, we have a few thousand, you know, at least a couple thousand feet of coverage, you know, between all the structures we have and the tarps we put up and the tents we put up. You know, there's many ways to stay dry during the festival. So
yeah, rain or shine, the show goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Rain or shine, the show goes on. Exactly. And, you know, last year we had some major rain, but all in all, over the 4 days with a bunch of rain on Friday and on Sunday, we only ended up canceling two shows in the whole festival. So, you know, it's very rare things get canceled. That was the first time in I don't know how long that we canceled the show.
Yeah, I remember last year, the Friday, it rained quite crazy.
Yeah, we even lost power for the first time. In 18 years, that was the first time we lost power for about half an hour. So it was quite wild. But, you know, the folks at Shazam are good at entertaining themselves. We had a bunch of mud wrestling going on during the storm. So people were having fun. And because it's in the middle of the summer, usually, you know, even if it's raining, the nights are warm. So
yeah,
you know, everybody has fun, you know, and there's lots of places to keep warm and dry off. So.
And back to the music for a second. I noticed in the amphitheater, there's lots of DJs for music.
Yeah, mostly vinyl DJs actually this year. You know, a bunch of reggae and dancehall and, you know, a little bit of electronic music, a little bit of everything, you know, for everybody's taste. There'll also be some world music on the Sunday at the amphitheater, like, yeah, lots of things. So, you know, that's something that we've been doing more and more over the years, is having, you know, DJs fill up the stage at the amphitheater.
And once again, this is in Barsham, Quebec, from July 11th through 14th.
Yeah.
And there's still tickets available, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. All the info is there at shazamfest.com. So anybody can check it out. It's all in English and in French, too. So don't be shy. And, you know, it's cheaper to come to Shazam Fest for 4 days than to go camping in a campground for 4 days. And you have, you know, 100 artists to see over the weekend. So you can participate in all the games that we're doing and all the, you know, we have the Shazam Olympics, we have a bunch of workshops and that anybody can participate, and yeah, lots of fun, you know. So you know, I advise anybody, you know, whether you're you know, 20 and want to party, or you're in your 30s bringing your kids, you know, like, there's something for everyone, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I noticed that there's like welding and sculpture workshops, so people can learn a new skill.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff, so it's cool. And this year, we also, you know, since last year, we established a membership, and our membership has been helping that we call the Membazam. You know, has been helping to bring families that don't necessarily have the money to come to Shazam Fest, helping them come. It's also paid for. We have a shuttle bus from Sherbrooke now coming on the Sunday. So on the day that it's free, anybody can come to Shazam Fest on Sunday. The entrance is free. We have a free shuttle bus coming from Sherbrooke and, you know, going to Waterville, Compton, and Quaticook. So that part of that is paid through our membership fees, which help just, you know, make the arts more accessible and more democratic, because not everybody can afford to come. So we try to make it so anybody can come if they want to come. So, you know, and if you can't afford to come to the festival, we're always looking for volunteers. People can sign up as volunteers on our website. The link is all there. So, you know, there's no excuse not to come to the festival.
And I imagine the schedule for the bus and how to find it is on the website too?
Yeah, everything is there.
All right. And once again, that is at shazamfest.com.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Is there anything you want to say toward just?
You know, I'm super stoked about the lineup that we created this year. You know, it's going to be a blast. Another good year. We got a lots of circus stuff going on too. So that's always fun. You know, lots of circus games and circus performances and, you know, always the freak show, which and the burlesque, which are fan favorites. So once again, we have a really cool freak show set up this year with some new people that haven't performed at Shazam before. So that's always fun.
And that's on the Saturday night, the freak show.
Yeah, the freak show's on the Saturday night, but we have a burlesque show on the Friday night also. So it's a little bit of everything, you know. There's a something to make everybody happy, you know. If that's the magic of Shazam, place where you can discover new things and new acts and new music.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to
CJLO. CJLO.
1690 AM.
Le Festival international Nuit d'Afrique, le plus grand rendez-vous des musiques du monde, vous invite à sa 38e édition du 9 au 21 juillet à Montréal. Plus de 700 artistes, 6 salles de spectacle, 2 scènes extérieures et bien plus encore. Pendant 3 jours, venez vivre une expérience festive et riche en découvertes au rythme d'Afrique, des Antilles et d'Amérique latine. Programmation et billetterie sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Love you.
And that was that handsome devil. Yes, and they are going to be at the Shazam Fest, as you heard earlier. And that was Evil People. And there seems to be a lot of that going around. And that was off their Your Parents Are Sellouts album that came out in 2021. And they're going to be playing Friday night at Shazam Fest. And I'd like to thank Zeev once again for taking time to tell us all about the festival. That's happening on July 11th through 14th, I do believe. That is correct. 11th through 14th in Barnston, Quebec. All right. And before that, I should mention we had another band that's playing at Shazam Fest, and that was Plumberry. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. We had Ballad in Prison, or Ballad on Prison, what you just heard. And, before Evil People, I should say. And that was before all the ads and show promo. Yes. And right after the interview. And before the interview, we had Super Snake from Plumery. And also Somerset, way back when, from Rousey, who's also playing at Shazam Fest. And we started the show with a Nelly cover by Widespread Panic. Hot in here. And it is. It's muggy outside. So if you're going out, I don't think it's going to rain until like late after the bars close. So hopefully, anyways. Anyways, nonetheless, thanks for tuning in, taking time out of your Saturday night. You can always email the show at bravenewjams@gmail.com. Oop. And right now we got some Alfred Howard and the K23 Orchestra, if I could not screw up my clicking device here. Let's try this again. He's from San Diego, if anybody is curious about that. And let's try one. This is from a show on November 1st of 2001. And this is entitled, oh, here we go. This is the one. It's entitled Change.
The tears that I find will be into my eyes.